with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is postponing the new tariffs on most goods from Canada and Mexico for a month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a reversal, the president is delaying the 25% tariffs on many Canadian and Mexican imports. This is the second one-month postponement since he first unveiled the import taxes early last month. The threatened tariffs have jeopardized relations with America's two neighbors, and the plans have caused the stock market to sink. The president says he still plans to impose reciprocal tariffs starting in early April. Greg Clugston, Washington.
State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce held her first briefing on the second term of the Trump administration. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The former radio talk show host welcomed reporters to her first press briefing at the State Department. She covered a variety of topics, highlighting the president's policy toward Ukraine, the impact tariffs will have on trade relationships, and President Trump's recent warning to Hamas to release all the hostages held in the Gaza Strip. Bruce says the U.S. has a good chance of securing peace in the region.
And the goal is, though, as it has always been, it's very simple, is for peace in that region and to not have it continue to return as a constant issue.
Ms. Bruce says negotiations are ongoing. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
SpaceX has blown up another Starship mega rocket on a test flight. Nearly 2 months since the last explosion, SpaceX launched another 403-foot Starship from Texas on Thursday, but lost contact with the spacecraft within minutes. Wreckage was seen streaming from the sky over Florida. Like last time, SpaceX caught the first stage booster back at the pad with giant mechanical arms. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 536 points. The Nasdaq dropped 483. This is SRN News. Women who have abortions are more likely to attempt suicide.
According to a new study in the Journal of Psychosomatic Obstetrics and Gynecology, 35% of women who have had an abortion will go on to try and take their own life. That's three times more than women who have not had the procedure. Dr. Ingrid Skop of the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute tells the Christian Post, quote, "We must believe these women who tell us directly that their abortion caused them harm." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is touting its persecution of Christians. The communist government has released a statement saying that its public security authorities intensified efforts to dismantle cult organizations in 2024. They've worked to curb the growth and spread of cults, mitigating potential threats to national security. China considers Christianity to be a cult and only allows worship inside heavily regulated state churches where the party is put first. This is SRN News. The New Zealand government is making it easier for residents to fight retail crime.
The government plans to amend the Crimes Act to give all New Zealanders greater ability to detain people stealing from retail stores. The current legislation does not protect retailers or security guards from liability if they try to detain an offender. Under the new law, citizens will be able to intervene to stop any Crimes Act offense at any time of day, provided they call the police. The law says that reasonable force, including restraints, can be used when making an arrest. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The NTSB says a cockpit voice recorder was not working on a medical transport plane that crashed in Philadelphia in January and likely had not been working for several years. In a preliminary report issued Thursday, the NTSB also confirms the flight crew made no distress calls. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.